from number 40 to number 1. These are the hottest hits of the week. The Dynamics Top 40 Countdown starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Countdown. My name's Joe Warwick, and I've got the latest ranking of hits from number 40 to number 1. This week, there's one new debut and one song that re-enters the Countdown. And on the way to number 1, I'll play some chart flashbacks to test your musical memory. In case you missed it, last week's top 3 were Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, TikTok by Kesha, and the new number 1 song, Someday, by Rob Thomas. And in the Olympic spirit, let's be on our way to finding out who wins the gold this week.
Number 40.
Leading off the Countdown is the only debut of the week. She got her start on the children's show Barney and Friends and eventually worked alongside Miley Cyrus on Disney's Hannah Montana. Now she stars on Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place and has her first top 40 hit. Here's Selena Gomez and The Scene with Naturally. Sweet Dreams by Beyoncé clings to number 32 for the second week in a row. The former top 5 hit has been on our charts since last July. I'm Joe Warwick, and on the way I've got a former top 10 hit by Colby Calais, and Chris Daughtry will reminisce about his band's first hit. Their chart flashback is coming up. Keep it here. Drake, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and Eminem collectively tumble 3 notches with Forever. The song from the LeBron James movie More Than a Game peaked at number 25 last week. I'm Joe Warwick, and it's time for this week's first chart rewind. Let's go back to the fourth week of January 2007. Chris Daughtry got his big break on American Idol, and he talks about his band's breakthrough hit.
The song It's Not Over, actually, I think it has a lot of different meanings, but for me, it's about looking at yourself in the mirror and changing yourself for the better. A lot of people can look at it, abusive relationships or a childhood thing, or it could be just a part of the relationship where you're wanting to make it work again and saying, let's start over. I think it can be looked at a lot of different ways.
Dynamics Chart Rewind 2007. I was blown
away. Daughtry went straight to number 1 with It's Not Over in 2007, and they were right. It wasn't over. Their next single topped the chart as well, and they've had 4 top 10s. Daughtry's back at it with a new album, and we'll hear their latest hit later in the show. We're back in a minute with the second hour of hits, including Taylor Swift, Adam Lambert, and more. Stay right there. He debuted with a new hit this week, but it was exactly 7 years ago that this one was climbing the chart for John Mayer. Here's Your Body is a Wonderland.
Dynamics Chart Rewind, 2003.
I've got veins that carry blood all over my body. That's how John Mayer would say it, "Baddie." I'm really into him now.
Well, everybody was into him in 2003. Your Body is a Wonderland reached number 4 for John Mayer, and it still ranks as his biggest hit.
The Dynamics Top 40 Countdown. You're now entering the top 10.
Make sure you check out the Dynamics website to see all the hits from over 18 years of Dynamics charts. Go to di-namix.com. Check us out on Facebook, too, while you're there. Here comes one of 7 former number 1 songs on this week's chart. And after spending the last 4 weeks at number 5, Jason Derulo slides to number 10 with What You Say. Colby Calais' Sweet Little Tune settles to number 28. That's Fallen For You. The song reached number 10 last month. I'm Joe Warwick, and it's time for this week's first chart rewind. Let's go back to the last week of January 2006. Back then, he was a newcomer to the chart, but over the next 3 years, he'd go on to appear on 11 more hits. Neo made his first appearance in 2006, and he talks about his first Dynamics hit.
Well, So Sick is a true story about the first girl that I ever fell in love with and how I just really, really messed that relationship up. I was around 18, and what I did is I allowed my friends and the peer pressure from my friends to convince me to cheat on this girl that I was so deeply in love with. And me being the guy that I am, I confessed, you know, thinking that she was going to give me the benefit of the doubt because I was honest about it. And no, that's not how it happened. She told me she hated me and she left. And it was the most pain I had felt in my 18 years. And that's what the song So Sick is about.
Timbaland and Justin Timberlake climb 5 to number 25 with Carry Out on the Dynamics Top 40. And it just may be the first time a woman is compared to fast food in a song. Well done, Timbaland. Well, we're moving right along with the top 40 at number 24. Adam Lambert moves up a notch. Here's What Do You Want From Me? Okay, let's flip through the old stack of charts for another countdown flashback. The story behind this song is that it was written after a drunken mishap aboard an airplane. Filter lead singer Richard Patrick says he got drunk and took off his clothes.
That was awesome.
He says he even fought with flight attendants who tried to stop him.
When I said I enjoyed it, I was speaking ironically.
Well, somehow the story came together in a song that became a hit back in 2000. Here's Filter with Take a Picture.
Dynamics Chart Rewind 2000. Now, back to the countdown, the Dynamics Top 40. Number one. This is number one.
It is time for the biggest song of the week. It's a song that's already been at number one, and it's by a woman who once snuck into Prince's house. A few years ago, while trying to be discovered, Kesha Siebert thought she'd ask Prince to produce her music, but she didn't have any connections, so she snuck into his house in Los Angeles. Well, as you might guess, things didn't quite work the way she planned, and Kesha was thrown out. When he found out about the incident, Prince was quoted as saying, "Yeah." Well, eventually she made her way into the music biz, appearing on songs by Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Flo Rida, and becoming friends with Katy Perry. Now she's finally made her way from home invader to hitmaker. Moving back up to spend a third week at number one, here's Kesha with TikTok.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up?
Kesha rebounds from number two to number one with TikTok. She trades places with Lady Gaga to take back the top of the chart. Can Kesha hold her own for a fourth week, or will Lady Gaga claw her way back to number one? Well, you have to tune in next week to find out. These have been the 40 hottest hits according to the Dynamics chart for the week ending January 30th, 2010. The countdown was written, produced, and recorded by Dynamics Productions. My name's Joe Warwick, and join me next time and I'll count them down once again. This has been the Dynamics Top 40.